I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here is your 3-minute reset. Brothers and sisters, happy Easter. Jesus is risen from the dead. This is literally the best news that mankind has ever, will ever, could ever receive. That we don't have to live under the dominion of death, the fear of the darkness and what happens on the other side. The idea that sin has the final word. No. We win. And this sets Christians apart and Christianity apart from all other faiths. It, with all due respect to Buddhists, you know, they make peace with death by saying, you know, I let go of my sense of self and I meld into the nothing. Christians make peace with death by getting up in its face and saying, I win, you lose. What an awesome reality that is. And what a cause for joy. This isn't just about what happens after death. This is about how we live our everyday lives. We have a fundamental victory, a fundamental hope.
Yes, and how to celebrate that. And here we are the day after Easter. And I just think about growing up and knowing that, I remember realizing this is the most important day. Christmas is the second best holiday. Halloween has a lot of candy. That was a big competition. But Easter really is the biggest one. But so much of the secular, the eggs, the candy, the pigging out on all the things that I gave up for Lent seemed to drown out the day. And so as an adult, then I raised my own children and so much of what they went through, it's easy to lose this day. The other thing, there's no vacation around this day.
Yeah.
So it's not like we'd have a week off for Easter.
Yeah.
Sometimes our spring break coincides with that. So it's really easy to go, wow, so much is packed into that one Sunday and I'm right back at work.
Yeah.
And so how do we stop and receive the weight of what this means?
The weight of that glory, right? But you know, the good thing about this is here's a chance for you to share your faith with people on Easter Monday. You know, bring a little extra smile into the office. Someone asks, how you doing? Say, I'm blessed. I love Easter.
Right.
What a great simple way to let them know in a non-overwhelming way that you're a Christian and that you actually rejoice in the reality of Jesus' victory for you.
And that's what we have to do. We have to take that in. And on this podcast, we talk about all these different ways to grow in our faith and to live our faith. But this is the celebration of why this exists at all. And it really is the best news. So let's joyfully pray.
Yeah. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your resurrection from the dead, for your victory for us. We just ask you to help us to enter into that victory and to bring it everywhere we go, that when people come around us, they would know that we're people of joy, that we're an alleluia people, that we're people of victory. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.